Welcome to Be More. Sarah Gretzinger is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker who brings you her take on what it means to be an entrepreneur in the 21st century. Everything from building a personal brand to delegating like a rock star to creating and launching online products and services and marketing yourself as the go-to leader in your industry and beyond. If you're a speaker, author, coach, consultant, expert, blogger, podcaster, freelancer, or solopreneur, Be More is about to become your new favorite podcast.
Hey everyone, Sarah Gretzinger here, back with another partner program episode here on the Be More podcast. We have just been crushing it with content the last few weeks, pumping out so many amazing things on money, on using the stage to just own your space and create a movement. And today's partner is one of my favorite, don't tell the other guys, but Jonathan and I have just hit it off from day one, connecting and really focusing all of his energy on the space of clarity. And, you know, part of this process of clarity is realizing that what you think is clarity for you on your personal development journey and as you evolve sometimes is not the clarity you need. And this is a transition that Jonathan has gone through, which really makes him an expert at teaching people how to get clear in their life, in their business, because he understands the process. He's gone through it. And it's just been such an incredible journey to watch you, Jonathan, you know, grow and evolve and continue in this leadership role, you know, in your own community and the Savvy community. So welcome to the show. I know we've got some awesome content planned for today. So welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been a hell of a journey, you know, gathering that clarity and then being able to really form yourself into, you know, your future self that you want to be right now is a process. And, you know, I'm happy to serve people. And thank you for having me on this podcast.
Absolutely. So you have gone through the typical journey that most entrepreneurs, people go through where, you know, you get grounded and you get excited and you start moving and you start growing and life is happening and business is happening. And then all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a minute, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. And we all have that. It all happens. If you haven't had it yet, I promise you it's coming. And it can just literally derail you when not dealt with right. And there's kind of a right way or wrong way to come up with this personal development thing. And I just want to know, you know, before we dive in a little bit, what's this journey of transition been like for you over the years?
It's been fantastic. You know, I grew up in a big Italian family, and if we all know Sicilians, so I carried a temper with me as, you know, an emotion, and this flooded into every area of my life growing up. And once the entrepreneurial journey started, you know, you kind of realize, well, you have to be a leader. You have to step up. You have to change the game of yourself. And this journey has created a better version of myself. But the problem is that you can create a better version of yourself, but to actually step into that version and step into it for the long term is the most difficult part that I see my clients go through. So to create that future self and keep that consistent. So for me, it was changing anger to loving and changing challenges to opportunities and changing failures to learning curves to success has just been a remarkable entrepreneurial journey that everyone has to go through. Hopefully it doesn't take them 20 years.
Yeah, you know? Hopefully. You know what though? The journey is going to last as long as it takes for you to learn the right lessons, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So talk to me a little bit. So, you know, clarity coach, focusing your energy on really creating a space of transformation for people, not just education, but really honing in on transformation. So talk to me, you know, where are your people at typically when you meet them?
So when I meet them, there's two kinds of people. Ones that, you know, one that are feeling confident, that are confident with themselves. Hopefully it's not false confidence, because you do have to really figure out if that's what's going on. But some that are confident, but they just don't have any direction. They're maybe lazy and confident, But they don't have direction to where they're going, and they don't create the habits to stick onto that journey until they receive it. And then on the flip side, I have the whole other part of the clientele, which is they have these goals and dreams that they want. And once in a while, they see them in their head, but they just don't, they don't see themselves as being successful. They don't see themselves as someone who can build that, who is going to thrive on that hard work to get there. So what I do is, with Clarity and Transformation, is really take them through this kind of four-phase process to get them either on the right track with their confidence and develop them further, or develop the confidence and the self-worth through this DEAM process to get to that point that they want to get to.
I think that's really, really powerful. And I kind of love how you mentioned that there's really kind of two angles that people come at this. So The world now is flooded like never before in personal development, in business development, in growth development, in mindset, and all of this stuff. And my perception of it is, I mean, I spent a lot of time in this space, obviously, you know, working with incredible coaches, but looking at how so many industries, it's kind of one piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. So looking at why entrepreneurs really aren't where they want to be, what's your take on that? Like, why are we just not where we should be with so much information out there?
You know, part of that is that there's so much information. You know, we are in a state of information overload, where there's so many techniques, so many strategies, so many things to do without the day, that you end up working 20 hours a day and you accomplish 1 hour of work. And it keeps us stuck. And the other part that I've noticed in my personal life and a lot of the clients I worked with is, honestly, and you'll hear me mention this word a lot, is consistency. Most people go on an up, down path in their life. Things are so good and you feel like you're in momentum and you're crushing it. And then all of a sudden, like 24 hours later, you find yourself entering a slump where you doubt yourself. You don't feel good. You don't see success happening. You're not being patient. And this up down is really, I think, information overload and not having a very specific path to follow that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be consistently on an uphill and eventually downhill for yourself to enjoy the ride. Gotta climb up first.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. So we're in this space. There's a ton of information out there. I mean, there's a ton. You can literally scroll through Facebook and there's like 12 ads right off the bat.
Yep.
How do we know what's right for us? If we're lacking that, you know, identity of self, and we're not really sure where we belong. I mean, I keep hearing this more and more. People say, I don't fit in. I don't feel like I fit in. I don't fit in with my life. I don't fit in with my community. I'm not even sure if I like my company anymore. How do we know? It's amazing, right? And I just keep hearing it pop up around me. And I'm going, okay, what is happening? There's so many resources out there. But what is it that people can really do to just get started, to transition that, to find some kind of direction, either, you know, emotionally, energetically, when it comes to mindset, what's something that they can do right now, today, to start getting clarity on, you know, positioning, where should I be in my life?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people go through this and, you know, I see it every day with clients and just with regular people. And that is, there's a lot of influence around the world. So the DEAM technique comes from direction, emotion, energy, and mindset. And it's all four of the crucial steps that you need to keep yourself focused and forward. But you know what? What this all comes down to is knowing yourself. It's being connected with your own thoughts inside. When, you know, people don't know if they want to be at that job or they want to make a change, it's because there's so much influence around us that people don't decide for themselves anymore. They don't know what, they struggle with the feeling of, oh, this feels right. This feels good. So I'm going to continue on this path. And that's why so many people second guess themselves. Self-doubt and fear come above confidence and certainty. So one of the things that you can do is keeping yourself in a positive state. When you're in a positive state, you see things clearly, you have low cortisol levels of stress. So you know what you like, you're feeling your positive emotions. So managing your thoughts is the first thing that you can do. And it's the very first step. So a little bit into that, as we all
know. Yeah, I want to know, how do we manage our thoughts? I think this is a great one for listeners.
Yeah, it's really the first step. I mean, it's crucial, especially when you just get out of bed, because when you get out of bed, your cortisol, your stress levels are at the highest. So if you can get past yourself in the morning, you'll find yourself the rest of the day, you don't have to work as hard. And the way that you do that is, for one, so if you don't know, this is a fact that's kind of been around for a while. We have about 60 to 75,000 thoughts every single day. 6% of them are self-generated. What does that mean? Well, what that means is that our subconscious is producing the thoughts on a daily basis without us realizing, because we're only consciously choosing a few. So if you're coming from a place where you're not managing your thoughts, and let's say you had a rough childhood, your predominant thoughts are going to be negative, keeping you in a negative state, keeping you stressed, keeping you not making good decisions, not standing up for yourself, not feeling confident. So how do you fix that? Well, one of the first ways is when you get out of bed, one of the good things to do is to start affirming who you are. You know, we have this vision of people that we want to be, but few little of us actually have the courage to step into that, or we don't develop it into a habit. So when you wake up, let's say you're stressed out, talk about, I'm a loving character. Today is going to be a profitable day. Today, I'm going to get everything I want to get done. I am in control. I feel good. I feel happy. I feel confident. It's putting thoughts in. And a lot of people don't like affirming or affirmation. They kind of go, oh, that's a little spiritual. But it comes down to neuroscience.
Yes.
If you're saying these thoughts to yourself over and over and over and over, your brain is building these feelings and emotions. And if you do this multiple times a day, like you can set an alarm 3 times, morning, night, and sometime midday. And when that alarm goes off, start affirming some positive things to yourself. You're going to develop the habit of positive thinking. And then you flip your subconscious. Now your subconscious starts producing positive thoughts automatically without you knowing, rather than negative. You'll find yourself losing weight, find yourself having more energy. You find yourself hugging your parents that you haven't talked to in 10 years. And it'll ultimately change your life.
Now, okay, so talk to me about this. So let's say I go on this journey, and I was this person. I was like Miss Bitter about everything. I think a lot of people wouldn't expect that from me because, you know, again, it's a complete transformation.
Totally.
But I remember in the early days, someone saying, you know, start with I am statements. And to be honest with you, if we could swear on here, I'd go for it. It sounded like a crock of, you know,
beep.
I thought, I am, you know, I'm such an amazing mom. And, you know, life would happen. The kids would be stressing me out. In my head, I'd be going, seriously, guys, like, did you just do that? And I would go, okay, I am not an amazing mom. But I know in your teaching, one of the things that part of your focus on is saying it, but also finding proof, right? Can you talk to me a little bit about finding proof? Because, you know, we talk a lot about profit. And so for people who are building their business, maybe you're actually not physically seeing dollars come into your account today. But if you're waking up saying, like, I am a money magnet, or I am profitable, or I am wealthy, you know, how do we find proof when we're not actually seeing the exact result we want? Because a lot of people struggle with this.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I absolutely love your question. So there's a few ways to go about this. You know, for one, when you start saying, I am, the part that people miss is that you have to put some kind of action towards that, right? If I say, I can wake up every single day and say, you know, I'm a millionaire. It's one thing that a lot of people affirm. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. But if you're not doing anything to create that, that's why affirmations don't work for a lot of people, or affirming, because your actions have to be complementing your thoughts. It's the only way. Otherwise, it's a bridge that's broken in half. So when you do that, then you start to feel that, even if you're not profiting. Also having patience, because things do take time. And just because they're not here right now doesn't mean they're not coming. But if you're stressed out about it, why isn't it here? Why don't I feel like a good mother? You know, this or that. It's coming from a lack of belief in yourself. You can transform, you can do this. So that would be one way, is to take action on that and have some patience. Does that make sense to you for going through what you went through back in the day?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what the funny thing is that I grew up with parents who, you know, I wanted to be a doctor. I actually wanted to be a surgeon. And I remember, you know, getting pregnant and mom saying, like, you can't go to med school. You're a mom now. Like, you don't just take 8 years and go to med school and become a mom. So I gave up on that dream. I now know I completely, totally could have done both. I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But I always felt like a failure as a mom because I wanted more. I wanted to do more. And I thought, like, okay, it's wrong to want that. So in my mind, I had already decided that I was a bad parent, but I really wasn't. So I had to really dig into looking past what I had heard and what in my mind was inherently true, into finding just the tiniest little bits of proof. I remember walking through the house going, like, okay, I am a good mom because they had dinner today. Right? Just, you know,
normal
things. Yeah. Normal things that we do every day. I had to start praising myself for that, to just start reprogramming that brain mechanism.
Exactly. And you know what? You bring up an extremely valid point on that. Because, you know, a lot of people just, it's just such a good point, because a lot of people just don't believe in themselves. So they don't look for that proof. And you can find that proof anywhere. You know, even if you say I'm a millionaire, I mean, look back at your life, look at the successes you have. You know, most people dwell on the bad for days and weeks, but then they do something awesome and they feel great, or they feel that high for like a day, maybe two, and then they totally forget about it. And we're built for fight or flight. We're built for negativity because of, you know, evolution in the past. So when you look for proof like you did, guess what you're going to find? Proof that you're a good mom, because you're taking that action forward towards it. How fantastic.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this. We've got so many entrepreneurs in this community. You've got this, you know, DEAM technique, direction, emotion, energy, mindset, right? Let's talk really, you know, briefly, well, we've still got a few minutes here, about the energy side of connecting true self to entrepreneurship, and how do we navigate those waters? Because it's so easy to get lost in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you need to, and then we fill that blank in with, I don't know, the list could be 500 things, right?
Yeah,
so you're just
totally
told so much. How do we stay in a good, positive energy state when we're trying to balance who we are or who we're becoming versus who we're told we need to be in order to create success in this entrepreneurial space?
Yeah. And starting with, you know, looking at yourself, we need to start making ourselves the center of attention. And it's not conceited. It's actually self-respect. Too often we let other people's opinions of us guide us, change our path, make us feel down about ourselves. And that simply just doesn't work. So really defining your energy, for example, energy to me is absolutely everything. And it's the number one comment I've gotten my entire life. People tell me all the time, I have great energy. Okay, cool. After hearing that 1,000 times, I'm like, all right, I must have to look into this. And what I found was, like, let's look at a sales rep. You're an entrepreneur, most likely you're doing sales or have done it. Everybody talks about what sales objections, building the relationships, building trust, right? How to pitch your program. But I rarely hear people talk about energy. And I've been in sales a long time, including my own business and businesses in the past. If you get your energy heightened and pure, meaning other people don't throw you off, you create this high energy positive state. Let's say you want that, because that's what I want. If you create high energy before each sales call, you have the opportunity to double your percentage in a short 2 weeks like I did, once I figured out how to keep my energy up, pure and happy. And some of the ways that you do that for entrepreneurs is, you know, you got to take care of your health, you know, working with sleep, making sure exercise is happening, drinking water, keeping your thoughts pure. These are all essential. I mean, entrepreneurs are athletes. And we need to start treating ourselves like that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we really are. I think we're the best athletes.
Yep.
But yes, keeping your energy up and pure, defining what your unique energy is. And that's what I do with my clients is we dig in. Some people are more quiet. They say introvert, extrovert. I'm honestly both. Sometimes I don't want to talk to anybody. Other times I want to talk to the world. But I think finding your own unique energy. And now how do we keep that at the top consistent? Like I said, I'm going to mention so that every day you're like this. That's what we got to get to. So the up and down stop and you get that consistent flow of elevating your life.
I think that is just so incredibly powerful. So powerful. So guys, you heard it from Jonathan yourself. There's so many nuggets that you can take from this. But Jonathan, let's hone in on one key takeaway that you think that the audience could really just, if they just focused on this one thing going forward, out of anything we talked about today, what would you say it would be?
Honestly, this may sound completely basic, but as one of my mentors, Brendan Burchardin, said, common sense isn't always common knowledge. You got to focus on your, I know, I love that line. You got to focus on yourself, honestly. If you look at your thoughts throughout the day, how many times are you thinking about other people? How many times are you thinking about the results you did or did not get? Letting down other people, letting down your family, what the person who walked by you and flipped you the bird for no reason, what they're thinking about of how you look now. Got to focus on yourself. What do you want? Where do you want to go? How do you want to feel every day? And then act as that person right now, because that's going to fundamentally change your entire life, your success, your money, and whatever else living style that you want. Focus on yourself and act as that person right now.
Amazing. All right, guys, you heard it. You're the priority. Be the priority. Life, business, all aspects. It doesn't work if you only do it in one, because, you know, we talk about this work-life balance thing. I'm not a believer that it exists. I'm a believer that when we create fulfillment in all areas, and I know that's something that you share, Jonathan.
I love that.
It really just, it creates that sense of peace across the board, right? In everything. And everything is so interconnected in life. And so I love how you, you know, talk about put yourself first and make that the priority, because it really breeds through everything that you're doing. So thank you so much for joining me, Jonathan. I always love recording with you. I can't wait to record the other two episodes.
Same. So, and you're, guys, an amazing host. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay tuned, guys. We've got some awesome things coming up. We're going to dive into, you know, talking about how to really go through this DEAM process that Jonathan's created on the upcoming podcasts, and allowing you guys the opportunity to learn some of the techniques that Jonathan teaches so that you can actually go and apply. I always say, like, education without application. I don't even know who said that, but I'm going to be the one to say it from now on. Education without application, it is literally nothing. It's just creating more noise in your head. And noise doesn't do anything but distract you. So we're going to get some, you know, applicable things that you guys can do in the next two episodes that we record. And between now and then, focus on self and be mindful of the kinds of things that are going through your head. Shift them in whatever way you need to spin it off. I really like how you mentioned, you know, when people are walking down the street and they kind of give you a dirty look. I am known for kind of being flashy with my high heels and all of that. And I live in a small town, so I'm always getting stared at, kind of like, why is she dressed like that? Yeah. And I used to just, in my head, originally it made me feel terrible, but there was a point in time where I used to just, as I say, and I used to go, I'm so lucky that I look so good that they even notice me.
Damn right.
Right? And it usually just make me chuckle inside my head. And sometimes you just have to, even if you have to make it funny, right? You just kind of have to find that way around. So I appreciate you, Jonathan. I appreciate all the knowledge. I can't wait to launch your new program into this community. Guys, you guys are going to get a chance to check out Jonathan's upcoming masterclass, all surrounding this program that he's put together. So you guys are going to have a ton of action steps to take away and start this transformation process. So have an incredible day, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, subscribe to the podcast, take a screenshot of this episode and share it for, you know, some freebies that we're going to send to you when you do that. Make sure you tag at the Savvy Networker. And Jonathan, thanks again for hanging out with me, and look forward to doing this again.
Thank you for having me. And thanks for everyone who listened and is working on themselves. We need more of you guys in the world. So appreciate y'all.
Absolutely. All right. Bye, guys.
Take care.